Although it's been more than a month since Iraq's parliamentary elections, the final results are still not known. But the basic power structure of the legislature is now clear, and Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish politicians are already deep into backroom bargaining over a new government. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
If there's one clear loser in last month's elections, it was the secularist bloc led by former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, whose platform was based on smoothing over growing divides in the country. Veteran Sunni diplomat Adnan Pachici is on Alawi's list.
Unfortunately, among many Iraqis at present, these ethnic and religious or sectarian considerations seem to be paramount.
Alawi's bloc is expected to get around 25 seats in the new legislature, 15 fewer than it holds now. The Shiite alliance did the best in the December 15th vote, and it's expected to get just under half of the 275 seats in the assembly. The Kurdish coalition will probably come in with just over 50 seats, followed by the main Sunni alliance with around 42. The talk now is of forming a unity government. It's being pushed quietly by the Americans and touted overtly by the Kurds. The hope is that by including everyone, especially the Sunni groups, the insurgency in Iraq will lose steam. Hoshyar Zebari is Iraq's Kurdish foreign minister.
We are leaning toward a national unity government, really a more representative government, let's say, because although this is the third election and the results of the election must be respected, but at the same time there is a necessity, in our view, that others should also participate according to their weight in the parliament.
There is no question that the stakes are high for the political parties in Iraq. This time they're playing for a permanent sovereign government that will remain in office for 4 years.
After December 15 election, we've run out of any more landmarks. The political process almost, you know, under the Security Council resolution is completed successfully. 3 elections in a year.
But the parties still face enormous obstacles, and sharp divisions between them persist.
We are prepared for a tough negotiation this time, unlike last time. This time it would be much more difficult.
The Kurds and the Shiite list have controlled the government for the last 10 months, but they've made uneasy bedfellows. It's no secret, for example, that Iraq's current president, Kurd Jalal Talabani, has been feuding with the current Shiite prime minister, Ibrahim al-Jafri. Talabani wants to keep his job in the next government and increase his profile. But the real difficulties may lie between the Sunni and Shiite parties. Tariq al-Hashimi is one of the leaders of the Iraqi Accordance Front, a group of Sunni parties which came third in the preliminary election tally. The Sunni front list has already opened talks with President Talabani about joining the new government.
Now we are part of the election and we have seats in the National Assembly. So we have the rights now not only to nominate a few candidates, in fact, or number of candidates, in fact, for various posts, but we will be a major part in negotiating the agent of the government.
One of the main Sunni aims, though, is to amend Iraq's new constitution, which contains several articles Sunnis strongly oppose. But powerful Shiite leaders have said they will not allow any major changes. In an interview with NPR, the powerful head of the Shiite Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, speaking here through his official translator, expressed reluctance to give a meaningful role to those who don't support his stand.
We are going to seek to have people, those who stand against such principles, not to be in sensitive positions, to stand as obstacles against achieving them.
Iraq's uncertified election results are expected to be announced at the end of the week. Iraq and U.S. officials say that announcement could prompt a new wave of violence that could further undermine the already fraught political process here. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.